In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know about all of you, but for me it often seems that right in the middle of a very good period in life, a time when everything seems put together and life is smooth, and you feel like letting your guard down just a bit, it always seems that during these periods of time, I begin to think about what might happen next, what difficulty I or my family might face in the near future. The kids haven't been sick for a while, or a small increase in pay at work means the finances are a bit more manageable. But when will this good streak end? Life, it seems, is defined so often not by our joys or our blessings, but by our struggles and our disappointments. But this is not a new experience for people. Even the disciples in today's gospel come right out and tell Jesus just how difficult life has been for them. "Master, we toiled all night and we caught nothing. We have been baiting and tossing the nets in the water and waiting for the fish to be caught and pulling the nets in and doing this over and over and over again, but with absolutely no success." I'm fairly certain we don't have any professional fishermen in this parish. But doesn't that sound like your life? I know it does mine. "Lord, I am working and struggling and praying and working and struggling and praying some more, and nothing seems to bite. Master, I have toiled all night and I have caught nothing." And when we think about our own lives that way, it is so easy to just want to give up. It is so easy to want to give up on our families and on our friends and on our work and even on Jesus Christ himself. But this, dear friends, is where the world has let us down. The world has promised for too long that if you simply work hard enough and study long enough and play your cards just right, then you are set for a life of joy and relaxation and peace and someday without a care in the world. But that kind of life only does one thing to people. It leaves them living the rest of their lives right where they are, with no gratitude for all the gifts that they have been given. And so that cannot be the Christian life. That is not the kind of life to which Jesus calls these disciples in today's gospel. No, the Christian life is not about getting to a certain level of comfort and then resting. But the Christian life is about growing and learning and maturing and getting better and moving from strength to strength right in the midst of these struggles. Any parent will tell you that you know a heck of a lot more after kid number two than you do after kid number one. Not because life is easy, but because you have grown through those struggles. You have been in the emergency room with a child who can barely breathe. You've laid awake at night wondering how you're going to make your next mortgage payment. And you've wondered how you and your spouse have gotten to a point where life revolves around dirty diapers and paying bills and going to work and coming home and then doing it all over again. You have toiled all night and seem to be catching nothing. But it is in these moments that Christians are formed. It is in these moments that saints are being made. And in these moments, if only we are faithful, Christ will come to us and show us remarkable things. Let down your nets for a catch, he says to Peter. And out of a struggle, out of tribulation, out of toiling all night for nothing, comes a most unimaginable gift. This is what following Jesus is all about. Knowing that in all things he is for us and he is not against us. And that he loves us more than we love ourselves. Come, follow me, bids Jesus. Those disciples in today's gospel did just that. And his only prayer this morning is that you and I will do the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.